Welcome back to the Branding Business School podcast and happy Monday. As you may know by now, we typically release podcasts on Wednesdays, and I do have a fantastic episode coming at you this Wednesday. But in light of the fact that the Branding Business School just opened for enrollment this morning, I did want to come on and hopefully answer some of the questions that you may have about the course and whether or not it is the right fit for you.
This is the Branding Business School podcast, the go-to business and marketing podcast for ambitious women looking to start and scale profitable businesses. Learn from your host, Victoria Marcoulier, how to build a powerhouse brand in this online era without sacrificing your sanity or misplacing your priorities. We support the dreamers and the disruptors and are showing up weekly to teach you practical advice on what it takes to become the go-to in your industry. Operating an online business as a female entrepreneur looks different these days, and thanks to us, so does business school. Welcome to the Branding Business School podcast.
Okay, truth be told, you guys, I did not set out to create a course. I have fought the idea of having, you know, this second business of sorts for a very long time, and honestly, throughout the whole duration of creating the Branding Business School, because just in this season of my life right now, with Brandwell, with a large team of designers, with two kids, three and under, and just all of the other things that working motherhood throws at you, I definitely feel like I am operating at capacity. But the need to help clear this utter confusion around branding and to really help women in business grasp what branding is beyond just the visuals was something that I simply could not put off any longer. I have owned my design studio, Brandwell, for 5 years now, and something that has genuinely surprised me year after year is how few people have their brand strategy figured out or understand brand positioning, even after years of being in business. And even as my business, even as Brandwell has grown and as our prices have increased and we've started working with a more sophisticated clientele who is a little bit further along in their journey of owning a business, the majority of clients that we were designing for could not confidently answer the questions of who do you serve? How are you different? And why should somebody choose you over the competition? And this is a problem and it needs to be addressed. In 2022 alone, more than 5 million new businesses were started, and that number is supposed to be even higher by the end of this year. And this statistic matters because it means that every industry is saturated now. The barrier to entry for most businesses is at the lowest point that it's ever had to be. We all have iPhones, we all have smartphones, we all have laptops. We all have a podcast now, right? Like, things are changing. The online landscape is shifting, and it's making it a lot easier for people to start businesses of all sorts of different industries and categories. And that's a wonderful thing for you and me, right? Because if you don't yet have a business, this is now the American dream. The opportunity is there for you. But it also means that standing out and stopping the scroll has never been harder. And if entrepreneurs don't prioritize branding in the fullest sense of the word, I'm not just talking about your logos or your website design, they will risk becoming invisible in the very near future. So getting back to the women that my team and I have been serving for years at Brandwell, the consistent questions of how do I name my business? How do I differentiate? Why am I not standing out? Why is nobody buying? How come I can't charge what I want to charge? These things kept on coming, and I found myself consistently repeating the answers over and over. And let me just tell you guys a good rule of thumb in business. Whenever you have a consistent question that will not go away, it is in both your best interest and the interest of your audience to go ahead and mass produce the answer, be it a course, be it a podcast, a YouTube video, a service, whatever it may be. If I hadn't been getting these same questions over and over and over, I would never have set out to build the Branding Business School, or certainly to invest what I invested into making this the high quality course that it is. But it only furthered my conviction to create this program when I realized that there were no brand strategy courses out there taught exclusively by women. And if you have found one, like, please let me know. But I have searched pages and pages of Google to find anything like what I wanted to create with the Branding Business School, and it simply just didn't exist. Now, are there courses out there that will teach you similar concepts to what I'm teaching at the Branding Business School? Yes, of course. But none that exist quite in the way that I am going to bring you this information. So many of the courses that I have signed up for in the past, brand strategy courses included, they've left me feeling overwhelmed with information overload. And they've left me frustrated with myself because I didn't complete the course because of that information overload. So one of my biggest goals when I started designing this content library was not to overwhelm my students with unnecessary information. I decided to make it 10 modules with brief but very effective assignments so that you can get this done in a couple of weeks if you want to blow through it, or even a month or so if you're going to really take your time and just watch maybe one module, two modules a week. But I did this because sometimes, let's be honest, all we have are a few minutes here and there to dedicate to education. When I look at the other courses out there that are marketing, you know, somewhat similar information that we're going to be teaching at the Branding Business School, most of them come with a 3 to 6 month timeline. And I have to laugh when these course creators are dangling this whole concept of, like, when you sign up today, get access to our free resource library of 300 PDFs. And I'm like, is that what you think I need right now? Because I am so busy. And I hate that word, you guys, but it's just my reality right now. It may be your reality too. I know offline, I have so many conversations with you guys, and it's just the season of life. You know, if you have littles or if you're working a full-time job and you're trying to build this business on the side of that, there are a lot of things vying for your time and attention. I know for me, as a business owner, a wife, a mom to two littles, I own a home, all of these things, the margin in my life right now is nearly non-existent. And I do want to change that. And I promise myself and my family that, like, once the door is closed to the Branding Business School, I'm going to take a break. I'm not launching anything new for at least a year. Hold me to it, guys. But the margin in my life right now, it is nearly non-existent. So where does education fit in? For me, it fits in when I'm folding laundry. It fits in when I am going for a run while my husband watches the kids. It fits in when I am driving to pick up my oldest from school a couple of days a week. Like, this is how I envision women taking the Branding Business School. So now let's talk a little bit about who the Branding Business School was created for. I've shared a little bit about what it is, why I created it, but now I want to talk about who it's for and help you decide whether or not you fall into one of these categories. First and foremost, it was created for busy women. I think we've covered that much. But more than that, part of the reason I invited 5 other female founders to help teach this course to you is because something I've learned about myself over the last several years is that I genuinely enjoy working with and learning from other entrepreneurs who are in similar seasons of life as me right now. And I am more inspired watching somebody achieve their goals when I know that they have been presented with similar obstacles as I have been. For instance, my bookkeeper is a mom to two. My CPA is a mom to two. One of my favorite entrepreneurs is Sarah Blakely. She built Spanx into a $1 billion brand and also has 4 kids at home. So naturally, as a young mom in the scaling stage of my business, it's incredibly motivating for me to see other women and moms who are a few or several steps ahead of me that are just killing it in business and in their family lives, because that's important to me. So there's something so unique about being able to share life beyond the business with people that you're working next to day in and day out, or people that you are learning from on a consistent basis. I have taken many courses in my day that were amazing courses and super inspiring, excellent content, but let's say they were taught by a single guy who loved the hustle and who taught methods of growth that were going to require me to pour 50 to 60 hours a week into my business. Well, frankly, right now, I do not have that to give anymore. And honestly, I probably won't have that kind of margin in my life again until my kids are grown and out of the house. And I believe that you don't have to wait until your kids are grown and out of the house to build a successful brand. So that's part of who I created this course for, is for the women who are busy, whether you have a full-time job or you have children or just all of these things that are vying for our attention and for our time these days. If you don't have endless hours to pour into your business, then I believe branding matters more for you than anybody else. And not only is the structure of the course going to fit into your busy schedule, but also the methods that we're teaching in the course are going to make sense for you, because we're not teaching you to post every day on Instagram. We really don't even really talk about social media in the Branding Business School. We talk about the core principles of brand building that will help you make your brand irresistible to your target audience. One other thing I want to just clear up, maybe as I talk about this course that was built by women for women, is that I am not a man hater, guys. If you know me personally, you already know this, but I just want to eliminate the rumors that may start. I have learned so much from the men in my life. I call my dad about once a week, if not more, for advice on my business. My husband is one of my greatest supporters. He is the sounding board that I bounce all of my ideas off of at dinner time. And I can tell you, though, something that they don't understand is what it's like running a business in small pockets of nap time, or the guilt that I feel when I drop my three-year-old off at preschool 2 days a week so I can work on my business for a few hours uninterrupted. When I was creating the Branding Business School for Women, I knew that there were probably other women out there who were in my shoes. They were already spinning so many plates. They were already feeling guilty for trying to juggle too many things and feeling like they were dropping the ball in some areas. So I want them to be able to learn from other women who know exactly how they feel, who have dealt with the exact same obstacles to scaling a business, and yet they built successful brands in spite of it without sacrificing their ultimate priorities. I also created this course for women who are struggling with confidence. And yes, I am talking about imposter syndrome. One of the questions we ask every single client that comes through the doors of Brandwell is, how are you different? And then, why should somebody choose you over your competition? And as designers, knowing this is incredibly important because it's woven into every element of the design we're going to create for our clients. But truth be told, most women really struggle with this question. And if you're listening to this episode of the podcast, you probably struggle with those two questions of how are you different and why should somebody choose you over your competitor? I know, speaking for our clients, they couldn't clearly answer the question as to why somebody should choose their business or how they were approaching their industry any different from all of the other people that were already offering what they were offering. And that is a real problem. And I've certainly trained my team on brand strategy, and we do everything that we can to help our clients understand branding as a whole and at its core, you know, beyond just the visuals. But we can't always pause a design project for 2 or 3 or 4 months to help women craft their brand identity as a whole or to figure out who they're serving. And that is why I created this avenue for people to take before they work with a designer, be it Brandwell or anyone else. Because any designer you work with will deliver a much better final product if you bring to them a clear brand strategy, strong brand positioning, a defined target audience, and a set of solid differentiators. Because here's what happens when you have a solid brand strategy. You stop feeling confused all of the time. Creating content gets easier. Writing copy gets easier. Creating products, creating services, it all gets easier. Even design gets easier when you have a clear brand strategy. But most importantly, selling gets easier. And that is what we address at the Branding Business School. We address all of those things that I just mentioned so that you can eliminate brand confusion, so that when you sit down to write an email blast or you sit down to post on social media, you're not confused anymore. You know exactly what to say and you know exactly who you are speaking to. And because of those couple of things, you are able to confidently promote your service as unique and different and as the better alternative to anything else that those customers might have been considering. Imposter syndrome is real, and even though I'm teaching this course and even though there's a module in there about imposter syndrome, I still struggle with it occasionally. And that's okay. I think that sometimes a little bit of imposter syndrome is healthy, and it causes us to keep on learning and keep on working harder and keep on trying to be better. And that's wonderful. But if you don't understand some really important things on how to combat imposter syndrome in your business, you're never going to be able to charge what you need to charge. And you're eventually going to burn out doing whatever it is that you're doing. So that's really what the Branding Business School is. That's kind of who I created it for, the busy working woman who struggles with brand confusion, who struggles with imposter syndrome. Now let's talk a little bit about who the Branding Business School is not for, because I genuinely don't want anyone to buy this if it's not going to serve them. So for starters, if you have all the time in the world and budget is not an issue, sure, go ahead and go to business school. I genuinely would have loved to have gone to business school because I love learning and I love anything related to entrepreneurship. But I did not have the time. I do not have the time. And before I had children, when it maybe would have made the most sense, my husband and I simply could not have afforded it. So will you learn more about general business terms, about micro and macro economics, about pitching to investors at business school? Yes, you bet. But I have spoken with many women. I've even hired a couple of them just to have their insight on my team as we created the Branding Business School. I've spoken to many women who have gone to business school in the last few years, and unanimously, they have told me that there was not an emphasis on crafting a brand or on all of these things that we're teaching at the Branding Business School in the program that they went to. So you choose what's important to you, what aligns with the overall outcome and goals that you want to see in your business over the next few years. But if money and time are not an issue for you, then sure, is business school a better option? Maybe. The other reason why you might not want to purchase the Branding Business School is if you already have a clear brand strategy. If you're already actively making sales, you're in the scaling stage of your business, you know exactly who your target audience is, you're really not struggling with imposter syndrome, then this course is probably not for you. There are things that you're already doing well, so just keep on doing them well. And feel free to tune back into this free podcast every week for, you know, encouragement or motivation or whatever, but you might not need to invest the money into this course because we're going to teach you things that you've already figured out. And then lastly, I would not recommend the Branding Business School if you don't already have at least an idea for what your business could be someday. It is a course for idea stage entrepreneurs as well as experienced CEOs. But idea stage means that you already have the concept of what you want to do or offer. You just haven't started it yet, or you haven't proven the concept yet. So if you simply want to be an entrepreneur, but you have no idea where to start or what that might look like, I would recommend that you just start thinking about what are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? What would people be willing to pay you to do for them? And I've got 100 plus episodes in this podcast to help spark some of those ideas for you, but I do not think that you are ready for this investment if you don't quite have an idea for the business that you want to start. So there you have it. Those are the primary reasons why you should or should not attend the Branding Business School this spring. Enrollment is open from February 19th to midnight on March 4th. And once we close the doors, they will not reopen until June. There's a famous quote that says, "The same actions will produce the same results." And this is true of your business. If you want to see new results at the end of 2024, you have to take fresh action. And I hope that the Branding Business School will be that starting point for you. That is the catalyst for a year of growth and success and confidence as you run this business. Thanks for hitting play today. I'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks for tuning in to the Branding Business School podcast. If you're looking to take your business to the next level, subscribe to the podcast and we'll continue to cheer you on week after week by giving you practical advice on how to build your brand. For show notes or to learn more about what we covered in today's episode, head to thebrandingbusinessschool.com/podcast. And remember, you don't need an MBA to be the CEO